Recording just started already.
All right, then. We're off.
All right. Can we have a roll call? We can actually, we have few enough people, we can actually have a roll call today. That will be exciting.
So, transcript, I don't know how to do this. On the call today, we have Alan Greenberg, Cheryl Langdon-Nor, Chuck Gomes and Yap Ackerhouse, and from staff we have Brenda Brewer, Grace Abu-Hamed, Kim Carlson, and Bernie Turcotte, and my name is Bide Boswinkle. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. I love a good roll call. The task on the list today, it's a very short agenda. We're are looking at how do we replace the NTIA administrative oversight, essentially the approval process that now goes along with substantive changes to the root zone or to root zone management process. We decided in the earlier meetings of DTF, and nobody, I don't think anyone had really disagreed with us, that we do need some level of oversight. The oversight is not so much the approval itself as convening a process to make sure that all the issues have been addressed properly before we dare to make any major changes. It has been suggested that we try to define what substantive means, and I'm not quite sure we can do that, but we could certainly give it a try. I have put together a proposal which was based on somebody's comment, and I can't remember who it was. It may have been Donna Austin, or it may have been someone else who suggested, why don't we just have the ICANN board do this? And I think that the board is as good a place to put the actual go or no-go decision, but the really important part is how do we make that decision? How do we convene the discussion among interested parties? And I've put together a draft of something I called a board committee. We don't normally in ICANN have board committees that are composed largely of non-board members, so the title itself may not fly, but the substantive reasoning behind it says we want someone from the board, because ultimately the board will be making the go, no-go decision, and we want at least one board member there as part of the process. We want to involve a representative, at least one representative from all of the interested parties, but the people who are going to be involved in implementing many of these changes. And lastly, we want the ability to bring in other people as necessary, depending on what the specific subject is that we're looking at and making this change, which could be something as significant in terms of real operation as DNSSEC, or it could be a major procedural change within IANA, within the IANA function operator. But anything which is going to rock the foundation, so to speak, should be looked at with a certain amount of due care and trepidation, I guess. That's about all I have to say about it. I don't think we want to do the specification in a lot more detail, and my preference at this point is to not try to document what substantive is and what substantive is not, but I'm certainly willing to go that route if people feel it's necessary or possible. And at that point, I've pretty well run out of things to say that I haven't already put in writing. Chuck.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for doing this. I think it's very helpful. Let me start by saying I agree with you. I'm not sure we can define substantive, because there's just, you know, if we tried to do something like that before we ever got to the DNSSEC issue, we might have been able to predict it because DNSSEC had been worked on for so long. But until that got some traction, it would have been hard. So I think using the examples of DNSSEC and IPv6 are illustrative of some of the kinds of things that might happen, but beyond that, I don't think we can predict the future enough to define that. Going on, while I've got the mic here, on the list of committee members, and I don't know if this is a board committee or not. That's, I think, just semantics. Because if it only has one board member, I'm not sure that's called a board committee, but maybe staff can help us there. But that's, again, I think that's just semantics. But I wonder, do we need any involvement by the ASO, the RIRs, in this committee? And a lot that I'm going to say today isn't that I'm pushing for particular ideas, it's just questions that entered my mind that maybe will help us refine it. I'll stop there.
I see Cheryl's or several hands up. Yes, I'll give you very quickly my opinions. In terms of calling it the board, a board committee, since it was it making recommendation directly to the board, I thought it was a good name, but it is semantics. On defining substantive, it one of the things that it included in the past and perhaps should in the future is the major automation push and revamp of the systems within IANA was one of those issues. And that's something which can make, there's enough involved in it that it could mess things up or make things better, and it went through this process. And one of the reasons I really don't want to define things is when you define things, you end up with a situation if it's not on the list, then it's not covered. As you were speaking, it dawns on me that just maybe we want to say, if in doubt, go to the committee, or words to that extent. And on ASO, I suspect that's another group I didn't think about, probably should be there. And Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl Angenot, for the record. Couple of things just on this very first section. I agree absolutely, Chuck. I think some examples are worthwhile popping in, and Bart busy doing some pretty formatting in another world that we're working in, and using little color background text boxes and things, so we can do all sorts of clever things to make the example pop. But I think if we had a sentence, I'm sort of seeing it in a box rather than as a flow part of the text, which is, substantive changes include but is not limited to the following examples, blah, blah, blah. I think that would be well worthwhile putting in a but before we get to the recommendation part. And to that end, I think, Alan, your last word slightly tarted up, which was along the lines of if in doubt, go to the committee, is probably a good thing to include, and I absolutely agree that ASO needs to get a Guernsey as well. And I did have a jarring with it being an inverted commas board committee, and my proposal would be that it's called an advisory. I don't want it confused with other advisory committees, but some sort of advisory council or some other name, which gives it the same lineup but feeds directly the ground worker for the then resulting material, which will go for final board approval. So I'm happy with recommendation one, final approval going with the board, but I think we need to talk about the grouping in another terminology, and perhaps legal can help us come up with a name. I mean, advisory committee or something similar is used elsewhere, so we just need to be careful that it's not easily confusable. But I'm sure we can come up with a title there that under point two would work. Thanks. And I could be IANA advisory committee. Yeah, why not? I mean, that could work. Yeah, Sure. Thanks for that, Chuck.
If we call it another advisory committee, then we go back and change everything else in ICANN. I actually called it a board committee because I thought the introducing the concept of having non-board members on board committees was a really good idea. So this was my opportunity to try to change the world. But we will go on, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Cheryl, I presume that hand is not down.
And we it have, will be shortly.
And we have Mr. Essack.
Yeah, for the record, this is Jaap. Since it came up that we're talking about things like IPv6, DNSSEC, and so on, I actually spent some time tracing how the whole IPv6 decision was made. And actually, it was done over a lifetime of 5 years complete, and everybody was involved, including the NTIA, and there was not really anything close to a committee. I mean, it was more a building of whether or not this was possible, and slowly convincing everybody and the rest of the community that it was a no-brainer. It took about 5 years, and then in the end the board just said, let's do it, and actually it was already there before the board said that. And similar with the DNSSEC, that decision involved the NTIA itself and everybody who was remotely concerned about the subject. And if you now look at the current September change going on, which is the rollover of the key signing key, again, there is not a real committee looking at this. These are a bunch of people organized now by ICANN this time and not by the community itself. And which involves people from outside ICANN, it involved NTIA itself, it involved everybody, and they come up with a proposal which will go for public comments, hopefully at Buenos Aires. What you see here in the past is that it actually being done by ad hoc, by the community itself, and then finally the community came to discussion and the board signed off on it, but everybody was involved as well. I mean, if you're now going to, I wonder whether it's worth to have a standing committee for doing this, because it will just add to more bureaucracy and committee meetings and things like that, while the real, these decisions are always made at just once, you know. We're not going to decide that IPv6 will be out of the route, at least, not anytime soon. And these are always special occasions, and maybe that is something we should actually notice there.
Thank you. Bernie, I see your hand up. Just one quick comment before. I was thinking of this not so much as this committee is the place where all of the discussion happens, but this is the committee, and again, I'm not wedded to the name, is the superstructure under which the decision can be made. I certainly was envisioning for any given subject, for any given issue, that some, I don't know if, you know, I hesitate to call it a task force, but some grouping of individuals, and it's going to be different based on who's involved, on what the subject is, rather, will sort of coalesce, and this committee perhaps is the instigator of that. But the committee itself is not where necessarily the technical discussion goes on and the refinement of the idea to the point where it's implementable. Bernie.
Thank you, Alan. I understand what you said. that goes versus the committee. Maybe we can just clear up, are you okay with the board taking the final decision however we get to it? Just try and clear that up in the first.
Yes, I'm fine with that. And I'm not against having some formalization of how these decisions are made. I just want to warn that we're not creating yet another structure for things which just happens very seldom.
Thanks for that, Jaap. I think part of the issue then becomes, what's the process to actually get it to the board so it can make a decision? Obviously, that's part of the issue, I guess, we're trying to get to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
go ahead, Jaap.
How it went with IPv6, it was actually RSEC and SSEC together which were pushing at the board that you should do that, and it took a while before it finally catched up on the board, but that was after me. So up to now, these changes have been actually started from the community itself. So I'm not sure whether if there was some committee, whether that would help. Maybe we should call it the Innovation Committee or whatever, or another buzzword, something like that.
I guess, although IPv6 and DNSSEC are sort of the poster children that we're working around, they're probably atypical. There are certainly other ones, and it's unfortunate we have no one from IANA here to give us perhaps a little bit more examples and the range of things we're talking about. Certainly the overall major automation push of IANA's processes, I think, also fits into this category, and that's a very different one and probably had a far fewer number of players involved in the discussion. But I suspect there's a whole bunch of other ones, and I'm not sure we want to use IPv6 as IPv6 as the example of how to do things. The life of IPv6 decisions in the universe has gone on for an awful long time, and is probably not the best one to use as the as a typical example. So I don't think I hear any disagreement that to try to put into words that this committee or whatever is the convener, but certainly is not the the reference to other experts being involved is not necessarily an exception but the rule. Anyone disagree with the major public consultation for architectural changes? No disagreement, but Chuck's hand is up, so we go to Chuck.
Hey, thanks, Alan, Chuck, and I'm not sure what I understood your last little comment there about public consultation, but maybe we can come back to that. I wanted to suggest that it seems to me it would be really good sooner rather than later, in fact, hopefully before we finish our work in Design Team F, to reach out to the chairs of the various organizations that were suggesting have appoint a representative and just explain to them what we're proposing and ask them whether they have any concerns or any suggestions, whether it makes sense to them since their organizations would have a representative on this this committee. That I think would be a good thing to do right away, just to reach out to them and see if they could give us their feedback in 4 or 5 days. just to see mainly that they don't see any problems with going this direction, or if they do, what they are, so that we can have their input before we get too far down the road on this, certainly before we finalize our recommendations to the full CWG.
Good idea, Chuck. That will be, once I get the next revision that this group approves or at least doesn't disagree with, I'll reach out and make sure that that's done. Again, I was hoping that there'd be wider discussion here, so at least some of those groups were actually already involved, if not their chair, then somebody from it.
Yeah, and then I think, this is Chuck again, and I think that once we kind of, maybe even after our call today, that we have a reasonable enough feel among those of us that are participating that we're comfortable with where we're going, that's good enough probably to get their initial input with the understanding that we're continuing to refine this. So,
yep.
But again, knowing that they're kind of at least semi on board with where we're going would add a level of confidence, I think, to what we're proposing.
Good point.
And then that may, by the way, we may want to include the chair of the ICANN board on this, on that communication as well.
I had already included that. I have talked to a number of board members, and they said this was not a, you know, this was did not sound unreasonable, but I haven't actually talked to the chair of the board. Bernie.
Thank you, sir. As I'm going through this, the question that came to my mind is the initiation. I'm not talking about whether trying to define substantive or not, but maybe it's indirectly related. Would it make sense to avoid spurious demands if there's no process for initiating something at this committee, that there be a minimum threshold of one or two SOs or ACs requesting this?
Are we talking SOs or AC? You're finished? I presume you are. Are we talking SOs or ACs or one or two of the groups listed in the charter membership, so to speak?
They're looking pretty similar to me, and I'm not saying it has to be one or another, but these things sound like they're big processes if they're going to get kicked off, and therefore you probably have some sort of gating factor before you actually get this group together to look at it. And it would seem to make sense to me that if you've convinced one or two of either the chartering groups or two SOs or ACs, that would meet a threshold. That's just an idea, but just the notion of a gating factor to get this going would seem to be reasonable.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree at all, and I think that makes some sense. And certainly, if you can't get at least some of the participants in this group interested, then perhaps it doesn't fit there. If none of the people in this list are worried that a change is something that needs to be more widely discussed than just a decision within IANA, because that's the alternative, then certainly that makes a lot of sense. I'm not quite sure how to word it, but I'll give it a try. Chuck.
Thanks. Good discussion so far. Now, with following up with what Bernie's talking about there, I guess there's a little higher-level question. I'm assuming, and I don't know if I'm assuming correctly or not, that this would probably be a standing committee, not necessarily one that meets regularly, but only meets as needed, and I think that's part of what Bernie was getting to. So I guess I need confirmation on that assumption. But then as we're thinking about, okay, when does this committee meet, or when do they come in, you know, schedule a meeting, I thought of some proposed organizations from the CWG that might also be in a position to possibly request a meeting of this committee. And I'm probably a little less sure about the CSC, but maybe. But the IFRT might possibly, if they're thinking about maybe significant changes to process or whatever, or new technology, or so they may want to. We may want to give them the ability to request a meeting of the of this committee, and in cases, and I guess then what I think Bernie's getting at, the confirmation then, I think it is important to have some sort of a, we don't just have the committee meet at just the request of any one entity, but I think some sort of a confirmation that, yeah, it might be good for the committee to meet. And could the committee itself be the one that does that? Because we've got a nice mix of expertise there, and they're all representative of the kind of organizations we're talking about. But I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, so I don't have a strong leaning on that.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. I'm having difficulty with you're describing as the issue being whether they meet or not. I mean, this committee might never meet.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean they don't adopt the subject that they now own and are taking through the process. So I think you're raising the real question of where do ideas come from? And yes, ideas may well come from an IF, from the review process, or from the CSC, or from an individual within, you know, who lives in the world. The root zone maintainer may well say, hey, this is not working very well, or I think we can make it better. Let's convene it. Let's start a discussion to see if we can flesh it out and whether it makes any sense or not. So I think the ideas are going to come from enough people, and I agree with the concept that at least two of the people on the group should be convinced it merits their attention before it goes further. But that means we need a process by which we can raise it with the people in the group. You know, it presumably shouldn't be just something you do in the back room, in the corridors privately. You know, I think this needs to be relatively informal. The last thing we want to do is there not being a process by which something important goes to this group, and therefore either doesn't get done at all or gets done on a less formal basis and perhaps with repercussions because of that. Anything else that needs to be anyone else here can contribute, or do you want to send me away to do some drafting? I know we did schedule 90 minutes, but I don't particularly feel guilty if I turn people back and let them have their lives again. Chuck?
Yeah, I have several other things. Let me go to the next one. You ask a couple questions that I think we can talk about briefly, like who's going to name the GTLD operator rep or the CCTLD operator rep. I thought I'd throw out a couple ideas. In the case of the GTLD operator rep, what about what's wrong with the registry stakeholder group naming one, and possibly if we think it's important, it could be endorsed by the broader GNSO. I think that would be okay. And in the case of the CCNSO, and I don't want to speak for them, but why not have the CCNSO appoint the committee member with the assumption that there would be consultation with non-CCNSO members?
I'm happy to put that in as the in the draft.
And I welcomed other ideas. I'm just trying to help us get more meat to this.
I'm not sure we really want to overthink this. I think we need to make sure that the various people who may have a problem with what we're doing are on board. And I don't I wouldn't pretend that a single person has all the expertise of GTLDs or CCTLDs, but presumably that person will consult as necessary.
Right.
We just don't want to forget them. You know, I'm not even convinced that we need to differentiate between GTLDs and CCTLDs for this purpose. But it's a political minefield not to, so I put them both in.
On this, Chuck again, going on to number four in your list, when we're talking about wide public consultation, I think it would be helpful to provide a little bit more direction in terms of that. Would that be through a cross-community working group that might be a good vehicle to use for the public consultation, but I guess it could just be a public comment period, although I'm leery of just using public comment periods and then say that we did multi-stakeholder, because I think that's done sometimes and it's not a good direction to go, although I support public comment periods. So that's, I think, the only other thought I had on your proposal here.
Yeah, I guess as an answer, since I seem to be providing answers, at least my opinions, I would certainly hesitate to mention the concept of a CCWG, although conceivably for some issue in the future that might be the appropriate vehicle. But we're generally talking things where I think we can trust the experts to represent the various issues. So I'm not worried about building the process. You know, if this group convenes a, for the want of a better term, a task force, I think that task force must include all of the really interested parties. You know, there's always hecklers on the side, and I'll for instance say the, you know, at large is often a heckler on the side. I'm not using it in a derogatory term, but they're not really part of the implementation or the solution. They're simply perhaps looking at the impact of that on other communities. I think it is important to get not only have the technical people involved, because sometimes there's a case of tunnel vision, and I think we need to protect against that. But I think to some level we have to trust this group to bring in the right people. And what we're trying to do right now is make sure that on this core group we have enough people with enough range of ideas that we will be inclusive when the particular subject comes up. Bernie.
Thank you, Alan. As I listen to this conversation, I'm struck with the following thought. In effect, if I sort of boil down what I've been hearing for the last few minutes, aren't we sort of saying that this, and I'll use the term committee not to classify it, isn't what we're talking about the job of this group to pick the right tool for the problem, meaning it can be a cross-community working group. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is just a bunch of experts. Maybe what we're talking about is a group that defines who's going to look at the problem for real, instead of just trying to... The way we've got it phrased now is this group may be augmented by technical people. What I've been hearing the last few minutes is maybe this group should pick a cross-community working group or another structure to look at the given problem that's past the threshold gate. Just a suggestion.
I think so. I'm not quite sure I have better words than you just used. It strikes me that if we think of someday in the future, we may come up with something to replace DNS as we know it today. What would the process be by which we decide how to integrate it in a way that allows the transition without being exceedingly disruptive to everyone with a smartphone or a computer in the world as the transition is made? You know, in theory, we're looking at something as substantive as that. So I don't think, it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all. And I think you're right, this group is the one that oversees try to find the right tool to make sure it's done properly. Chuck?
Thanks. And Alan, I want to follow up on your comments about making sure the right people are involved, the impacted parties and so forth. And I wanted to suggest to you, and I can do this because you're in the working group I'm going to reference, and that is the language in the policy and implementation working group with regard to implementation review teams in terms of composition, I think might be, you could probably take from some of that in terms of making sure the right expertise is involved in any given case. But I just leave that up to you because you're familiar with that. And it fits in what you were saying in terms of making sure in any given instance that the right experts are there.
Thank you. I will look at those words and see if there's something I'm proud of or not. I hesitate to take things from that group. We may end up with designing the horse that looks like a camel if we're not careful. Anything else, people? Not seeing any hands. Having talked, I think, about all of the numbered items in the document I sent out. Let me do another go of it, and we'll see where it goes from now. I suspect we will end up having to have another meeting, but there's one more question I do have. If the CWG has its way, we're going to meet intensively for a day or two and have a final document ready for approval in Buenos Aires. Are we trying to flesh this out sufficiently by then, or say this is our overall intent and it will need to be fleshed out going forward, but not in the proposal? My instinct tells me we are not going to have something that's completely clean and finished by the time that proposal is going to go out, if indeed we are going to be able to meet that target at all. But that's a different issue that I don't think we can talk about. Chuck?
Yeah, just to respond, Alan, I think it would be very good if we're able to at least include the kind of things we're talking about today, assuming we get no objections from the chairs of the various organizations in terms of the direction we're going. But I don't think there's any reason why some of the details of this, the implementation details of setting up this committee and so forth, couldn't be worked out as long as there's support for the overall concept and approach after the proposal gets approved and before the transition happens.
Yeah, I tend to agree. If nothing else, it's only so much work. It's worth doing before we know it's actually going to be used. And we all know there's enough if, buts, and ands associated with the transition that I'm not sure I want to dot all the I's or dot all the T's and cross all the I's or something like that before we actually know this has some merit. All right, then I'll try to word it in such a way that we can make a formal proposal but not have all the details in it.
Yeah, it's just indicative stuff is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't spell it. No, I couldn't spell it indicative.
When I saw that line pop up, I thought you said indicative level staff, and I wasn't quite sure.
Staff.
I think we have staff that are indicative, whatever that
staff
means.
Are the staff on this call indicative?
They're more than that.
First, we have to define whether it's a flattering term or not.
I have no idea.
Does that mean they should be indicted?
Okay, all right, we're getting to silliness now.
Hey, you get me up after 4.5 hours sleep, you get silliness automatically. All right, folks, anything else we need to do?
I think we're okay.
Thank you all for attending, and I will try to get a document out, not in the next 2 days, because there's this little thing of a comment period which we're supposed to respond to by Wednesday, but it will come out sometime after that. Thank you all, and I turn the day back to all of you, or the night for some of you.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye, all.
Bye-bye.